afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. The tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
...866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK, toll-free call nationwide. You can join us here live, and also on the live during the show only email. You're still singing a song? We're talking about the new uses of 3D printers, some creative uses. One of them, one of the research projects funded by NASA, you know, we were talking about the Tang thing. They've actually funded a pizza printing project where the, instead of just having one material, it's got some sort of resin, plasticky resin sort of thing or whatever, or cells, like we were talking about the bio printer. This has multiple printer cartridges that contain dough, cheese, and sauce, and they print pizzas. Now, what I don't understand is why isn't somebody like Papa John's or Domino's, like in the Domino's Skunk Works, why aren't they doing this? Do you think they are and we don't know about it because it's so secret?
Right. I mean, that's the whole point of having a Skunk Works, you know, like black,
right?
What they call programs, where you, they could be flying over our heads now. We just don't know it.
Right. Right.
Those UFOs are actually pizzas flying around. Looks like a cylinder. Looks like a flying saucer.
Yeah.
It's that shape. Could be.
Yep. Another one is chocolate. Chalk Edge is one of the first chocolate-exclusive 3D printers. Several thousand dollars to print chocolate candy. A lot of competition, evidently, in that field, though. Hershey and 3D Systems announced a partnership. Hershey chocolate can, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Now, here's where I think we go. It's like the pressurized pen for space. I think what we're doing now with the 3D printing isn't really valuable and obviously not cost effective. But I think eventually it could lead to something we're not even looking for as we're doing these. Pushing these technologies
that
and printing.
That is correct.
But.
Yeah.
For
some
now,
of them are a little silly.
It's dumb. I mean, why print chocolate? Just go get
right.
it. Or just make, because you have to, first of all, you have to get the contents of chocolate and put it in the printer.
Well, and when you think about it, when they have those little machines and they make the Hershey's Kisses, that basically is 3D printing,
yes.
Right? Is it not?
Yeah, it's extrusion printing, if you want to call it.
I mean, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Here's another example. It's clothing, 3D printed clothing, where they actually print the clothing in the store, where you do your design thing, and then they print the clothing.
That's called,
it's called tattoo.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. or basically weaving. It's the textile weaving process.
Right. I just think we don't get it. I think there is a difference. It's just in such a immature stage now that has to go through this stage to get to the really
well
it's like you said, there'll be other discoveries that will come from it and they'll figure things out better, but they got to get through kind
here's
of the goofiness.
Well, here's the key. I think this is the cutoff for at least in my mind. Tell me if I'm wrong. To make
it's going to take a big 3D clothing printer to print your stuff, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. Sales, it's going to be like a sailboat
big.
One.
Omar the 3D printer.
Exactly. No, but what? Don't get me off track because I'll forget. What I think the big difference is, like you said with that printer, the pizza printer, the cartridge for cheese, cartridge for dough, cartridge for sauce, cartridge for blah, blah, blah. So basically you have to get the elements in a cartridge to make the thing.
You got
to
process stuff.
Yes. Here's the difference.
So you don't slice a mushroom and put it on. You got a mushroom cartridge.
Right. But
is that what you want?
No. Yeah. And then here's the deal. So you have to have all the components in their whole form to print it. The breakthrough is going to be when you can take the molecules and make whatever substance you want. Then let's say you have a one ink for, you know, whatever has all the stuff you need to make dough, sauce, and cheese. And you just tell it to make whatever. And that one printer cartridge makes that. That's where the breakthrough is going to happen. Because then you can buy the universal cartridge that can make anything. That's going to be the breakthrough. Not buying the cartridges that have each of the individual things. If I want to make
you're talking about one cartridge that could make cheese or dough or sauce or
yeah, it may have to be cut up into different segments like dairy products, you know, whatever it is. You know, that's where the breakthrough will be. It can't be the actual thing that you're going to be printing out on the cheese, on the printer. Because that doesn't make sense. There's no that's
it doesn't make an improvement.
Ineffective.
Yeah, it's like
why don't you just get a block of cheese, some dough, and some sauce?
Right.
You can do that now.
Right.
Why stick it into a printer and make it? You can do it with your hands. What's going to be the big breakthrough is making one or two or just a few.
So you'll have like a milk cartridge, a tomato cartridge, and a beef cartridge, and then you could make
whatever,
anything.
Whatever, yeah, whatever dairy you needed, whether it's cheese, whatever. And same with that, be a beef would make it.
Have you patented this?
No, I'm working on that. But that's where the breakthrough is going to happen, because at that point, then you're almost doing like...
And it, you know, it wouldn't even have to be a beef thing. It could just be a meat thing.
What,
you
could
do any meat.
That's what I'm saying. A protein thing.
But then you get into the moral things, because you could actually be a cannibal.
Right. You could... No, but
pork, beef, chicken, human.
No, but it'd have to cut off a human, obviously.
Fish.
But that's the thing. No, I'm being serious, though. That's where the breakthrough is going to be. Something like that. Where they're going to say, wait a minute, we can take these proteins... And these enzymes, and we can make this cartridge do anything. And that's where it's going to be like, whoa, that's the next
step. Now, what are you bringing up InSight for?
Well,
you're in the middle of this.
Well, I'm talking about,
InSight.
The projected growth of the company.
Well, there's going to be some stiff competition, I can guarantee that.
Yes, they will.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. They're also doing 3D printed guitars, flutes, violins, the Irby 2 is the first vehicle in existence that's been manufactured chiefly from 3D printed parts. It kind of looks like a mid-70s prototype car to me. Pretty goofy looking.
But you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I do.
You hear the distinction
there?
No, I do.
I think it's a brilliant analysis. I think you're right.
Because then you get to that point, then you're almost to the point of... being able to, it kind of almost does the transportation, you know, teletransportation.
Well,
thing.
It reminds me of when Captain Kirk would go in his suite and go doo 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 doo,
yep,
and the door would
the
come
food.
Up and whatever food he wanted was right
exactly.
there.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another one, of course, one of the first ones was guns, firearms printed with 3D plastics, drones, which combines a couple of, you know, relatively recent technological developments. Yeah, I'm not even going to talk about the other one here. Now, one interesting development, and this is where you get into the factoring benefits of technologies, 3D printers, printed by 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the thing of chips being designed by computers. You know, you get into that multiplicative effect of technology producing a technology, when you get big jumps in performance. So some interesting things in the future for 3D printing, a ways down the road, I think, in most examples of this kind of thing. But a lot of promise. It'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, I talk periodically about how sometimes, you know, I almost find technology boring. This is one of the avenues that I think is exciting. You know, there's some real practical potential. You could really see some benefit to human beings with some of this stuff. Well, that show flew by today.
Yep, 108 stories. You got to what, 3?
I still have like 102 left. As always, next week. Well, we're off to check out some high school wrestling. Have a great weekend. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. See you next week.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.